Anchorage Democrat Andy Josephson invited UTBB to share their findings to the committee. Josephson has been leading the charge against Pebble in the state legislature and now has a bigger voice as co-chair of House Resources.
This is one of the most significant environmental issues of my lifetime, 52-year resident of the state of Alaska, critically important to the state, very divisive issue. It strikes me as mandatory that we would have a hearing like this.
Last summer, geophysicist Dr. David Chambers was contracted by UTBB to conduct on-the-ground surveys of 107 of the more than 1,300 test holes dug on the Pebble claims. Chambers said they found problems in four general areas.
First of all, we found that 17 sites that we looked at had acidic soils. That was a sort of orange-colored soil. We also found artesian drill holes. And at those holes, we found that there were elevated levels of sulfate, copper, and other heavy metals in the water. We also found a few locations with petroleum contamination, which we documented in a laboratory.
The last problem he documented was that some metal well casings still stand above the surface of the ground, posing a hazard to winter travelers. Alana Hurley is the executive director of United Tribes of Bristol Bay. She told the House Resources Committee that Pebble's exploration activities have already had negative impacts on the ecosystem.
This report has verified the concerns of our people that they have held for the last decade. Our elders have noticed less fish in the upper river systems in the Nooshigak and Quijack rivers. Our local hunters have seen our game pushed further and further away from their communities and normal patterns due to exploration activities. These concerns come from our people and our communities who are seeing real impacts to our way of life.
United Tribes of Bristol Bay filed their report as a public comment to the state's Department of Natural Resources, which is reviewing a land use permit renewal request from Pebble. UTBB asked that if DNR does renew the full permit, it limit it to just 1 year and require Pebble to provide a reclamation bond to cover cleanup costs in the event the company folds. The assertions against DNR's oversight and Pebble's stewardship were strong enough that several committee members asked why they had not been invited to testify themselves. That's something Pebble spokesperson Mike Heatwell found unfortunate.
We've said regarding the UTBB report that the allegations are demonstrably false. There's a lot of problems with the report. You know, and we run a very compliant program. It's been subject to 55 separate state inspections over the course of our time out there. And yet we've repeatedly been found in compliance with the requirements for an exploration project such as ours.
DNR did delay renewing Pebble's land use permit while it reviews the large number of public comments received. Pebble was granted a temporary extension through the end of March. The Pebble claims are being operated under care and maintenance status, but Pebble has raised some $37 million to continue its exploration work, which could get back underway this summer after a 3-year hiatus. Representative Josephson said House Resources may consider supporting UTBB's request that DNR add more stringent oversight of Pebble's exploration and reclamation work. He said Monday's hearing was mostly for informational purposes. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.